So there's two stories that I've wanted to tell completely independently, and I've thought about them completely independently until maybe 2 minutes ago when I realized these stories are completely intertwined. So let me tell you the story of, let's call him John. So John is a 55-year-old man. He's a working professional and works in a job, terrible, doesn't treat him right, doesn't give him the credit that he needs. And he interviews for a position that my father and I are hiring for. And we need a really senior person. This guy's obviously very senior. And he meets my dad and he interviews. My dad is a gentle soul at this point in his life, where he's like, look, I'm willing to give anyone a chance who I feel could be the right candidate. So he vets through the CVs and he lands on John. Now, at the point that I'm meeting him, it's already been decided that he's hired. He's going to get a good position, prove himself, come in at a decent pay, and then prove yourself and, you know, sky's the limit. You could end up being in an organization for a long time. I meet John and I'm like, look, listen, my dad's tough. Yeah, and joke around. You need to be on your A game. He's like, yeah, I'm on my A game, blah, 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 blah. Everything that everybody always says. Now, who am I? I have faith. He says he can do the job. Go do the job. And then he goes to the business and he starts running it. And man, maybe like 2 weeks later, the staff that he's in charge of are calling me like, Ken, this guy's a drunkard. And I'm like, oh no. I'm like, what do you mean he's a drunkard? They're like, this guy drinks from morning to evening, morning to nighttime, drinks. However, the staff can't snitch to my dad, because then their boss, John, will know that they snitched to my dad. So no one can tell my dad because John will know. But they're like, look, this guy is a liability. He's uncontrollable. He actually mixes essentially vodka with milk and starts drinking that from morning to nighttime, like belligerent drunk. And I'm like, I can't be doing this shit. I can't be my age dealing with somebody who's at a business that I'm involved in that's a drunkard. But what am I? I can't then. I mean, then I give it a few days before. I just gave it a think, right? And I was like, okay, guys, are you guys being for real? They're like, yeah, we're being for real. Then we had customer complaints that the manager is a drunkard. At which point you're like, this is now a real liability to our business because this guy is actually drunk in front of clients. And then there's a time my father called me and we were talking about this business. And I was like, for the record, I hope you've been told that this guy's a drunkard, right? And my dad's like, yes, it's under control. I've been told. I'm managing it. You know, this guy's a performer because he does do his job. So let's just give him time. I'm going down there to next week and I'll deal with it. I'm like, oh no. So my dad has no intentions of getting rid of this guy. So what ends up happening is, for weeks, this guy probably lasted 3 months, but essentially from week one, we knew he was a drunkard and it kept getting worse and worse. Clients complained, friends of our family complained. He actually wrecked one of our vehicles, not too badly, but drunk and wrecked. So all the writing was on the wall. And we took, let me not say we, because it was actually my father's call on hiring and firing. He took a long time hoping that this guy would clean up his act and take the chance that he had and not mess it up. And, you know, he had this big chance. Nope. Employment is tough right now. And this guy the problems he had with alcohol just overpowered his ability to do his job. And eventually, we had to fire him. But that was about a 3-month process of trial and error. Not really trial and error, just trial and then major error. And eventually he had to get fired. That's John 55. Now, in the same exact time span, and like I said in the beginning of this podcast, I hadn't thought of these two stories as one. I thought these were two totally different stories until I realized two parts of my world had really merged into one. So I would at some point I needed an intern. I was looking for an intern for a part of business that I manage. And I met this young kid, 24 years old, in school, looking for a chance, looking for exposure, needed an internship to complete his education anyway. So it was kind of like the match made in heaven. He was actually studying something that was very relevant to what I needed, and brought him on as an intern. And like I said, these two stories are totally, I didn't think of them in the same breath at all when they were happening or even up until a few minutes ago. So anyways, this kid comes in, he's doing well, picking things up, fast learner, showing us what he got. And then like 2 weeks in, we have a get together where obviously alcohol is there, and he gets what I would consider excitedly drunk. Means engaging everyone, talking to everyone, but a bit on the full of himself side. So I'm like, okay, fine, it's just energy, first time energy, whatever. And then a couple of weeks later, we have a situation where over the course of a weekend, where alcohol is involved, colleagues are involved, he's just belligerently drunk and out of control. And extremely out of control. And his relationship with alcohol completely overpowered every and any sense of control and willpower that he had to be a learning individual in a professional space. And I was really torn because I really took him under my wing to mentor him, and he wouldn't listen to me. I would literally have to voice the words, please put the drink down, please stop drinking, please do not engage those people at all, please don't drink today. I mean, I was literally saying everything that I had to say to make this kid not go down the wrong path. And by the day, by the hour, by the minute, his uncontrollable relationship with alcohol took over. And it was really unfortunate because this was somebody that asked for a chance, wanted a chance to prove himself. And here was a chance, and I just watched it dissipate right before his eyes. And the unfortunate thing is, when you tell somebody for 3 days not to do something and they do it, and you're what you would consider extremely senior to him, and trying to help him and try to guide him, he didn't for those 3 days. And as far as he was concerned, when we finally had to sit down and be like, look, listen, your behavior over the last couple of days was unacceptable, broke a lot of our expectations of employees. And all the kid could say was, you know what, Ken, I've had this problem before with alcohol, and it's let me down in the past, and I promise you it'll never happen again. And I was like, look, we're happy to welcome you back into our team, into our organization in the future, but at this point in time, really there was a lot of trust broken, a lot of disrespect, a lot of really just disrespect to management, to senior members of the team. There was no turning back, right? Because the disrespect was felt even from a junior level to the most senior level to the upper echelons of the organization. And here was somebody telling you like, oh, you know what? I want another chance. And I was like, dude, I had personally taken it upon myself to guide you and mentor you and tell you as it was happening not to do this, and you had no self-control whatsoever. And to be fair, I do believe in my father's approach of give somebody a chance and give somebody a second chance and give somebody a third chance. However, these chances just ended up being in the same 72-hour span, and I realized there was no turning back even for me as a leader to then present him and say this person has gotten a second chance, simply because he burnt through the chances really, really fast. So I don't know what the moral of the story is, really. I really have no idea. All it is I do believe in giving people chances. However, I do believe that it's a person's responsibility to maintain the chance and to thrive and excel. But I spoke earlier in one of the podcasts about hire slow, fire fast. And this is one of those cases where I was like, look, it might not look like I'm being kind by firing somebody so quickly, but the chances had been burned through and redemption could not come after the damage that was done. And yeah, for both of them, I hope it works out. But it was really sad that two people, one really taking off in their adult life and in their career, was suffering with the same problem somebody who was towards the end of their career was going through. But I don't know. I don't know how to process it. If I process it as people are going through stuff, it's a fair analysis. And it's also, I also ask myself, if you're going through stuff, shouldn't you want to get out of the struggle that you're in? But I also understand that it's much more complex than that. And it might not always be me that's able to help you. And I can only do so much. So yeah, that was the story of two guys that I'd been exposed to in the last couple of months that it was just interesting. Just didn't work out. I don't know what the words are. I don't know what the psychological, I don't know what the societal words and descriptions are, but those are the stories. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm.